And today we are blessed to hear God's word from a missionary. Okay, so let me introduce him to you. Dr. Felicidad Felicilda is a licensed medical technologist with a master's degree in physiology from the University of the Philippines. He completed a four-year training program in otolaryngology, head and neck surgery, became a certified specialist, and later a fellow in the field. He took his medical studies at Veles College in CIM. So if naimataga CIM dere, I would love for you to meet Dr. Felicilda later. He served as chairman of physiology at Divine Word University College of Medicine, was the founding chairman of the Department of Otolaryngology at Vicente Soto Memorial Medical Center, and also chaired the department at Southwestern University College of Medicine. He worked as a consultant in several hospitals, but at age 53, he gave up his medical career in the Philippines to dedicate his life as a missionary in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa. And Dr. Felicilda has been serving in Congo, Africa for about 18 years now. And you know what? Even though he's 70 years old, he's going back to Africa next month. And he is here with his wife, Rodora. Ma'am, Rodora? Sister Rodora, can you please stand? Thank you. That's Sister Rodora, the wife of Dr. Felicilda. So, church, let us give Dr. Felicilda a warm Living Word IT Park welcome.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor TG, Pastor Arfield, Pastor Juju. It's indeed a great privilege for me to be here. And I will not take this for granted, because I know for sure that a lot of us would really like to serve God. My wife and I had been in Congo for 18 years. But if you ask me, did I really wanted to become a missionary? No, to become a missionary is not of my own design. I was led there step by step on different roads with many apparent accidents. But it was always the finger of God that beckoned us. I got saved when I was still a medical student. I was actually the president of the Student Catholic Action. My girlfriend was the president of the Legion of Mary. We were really strong in our faith. And in fact, when I got saved, my girlfriend got angry at me and he broke up with me. And he said that, no, let us break up. But after 2 weeks, she was not able to resist it. She called me because mahirap daw humanap ng gwapong kalbo. So we got back. I finished my medicine, and by the grace of God, I was able to get a scholarship for ENT, head and neck surgery. I was able also to get a scholarship to get my master's in physiology. And we got married. I will make it short because if I tell you a long story, it will take us a long time. So we went back to Cebu. And I was offered a job as a chairman of the Department of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery at Vicente Soto Memorial Medical Center. And at the same time, I was working in different hospitals. I had my clinic because I had actually a subspecialty in cosmetic surgery. So as a doctor, I think I was having a good start. And I was also going to the church at the Bible Baptist Church. And you know what? My pastor, Dr. Army G. Salva, requested me to become the leader of the young professional group in the church. And in fact, I refused because I thought that being a novice, I should not be able to be leading this group. But my pastor said that, you know, if you are here, God will just merely train you. And by the grace of God, my wife and I lead the young professional group. And our ministry is to do soul winning and doing free clinic in different areas in Visayas and Mindanao. And in one of the areas that we went through because we wanted to introduce the pastor is in Tangki Talisay, where drug addiction and prostitution is actually very rampant. There were a lot of children gambling. And my wife was touched, and she said to me, "Pa, why don't we try to do a Bible study in this area so that the parents will know that it's not good for these children to just merely be gambling. They do not have a future. So, you know, if you are a good husband and you are a member of the Takusa, you will say yes." Yeah. Takusa is takot sa asawa. So, every Tuesday, we always go there and started a Bible study. Started with one family, it became two families, three families, and I always bring them. Every Sunday, I get my car and bring them to the church. But after 6 months, the group grew in number and it became 30. And I am not able to bring everybody because, you know, the high ace can only occupy 15. So I went to my pastor and said, "Look, Pastor, will you please send a Bible student or a Bible graduate to start a Sunday service in that area?" And my pastor said, "Brad, you started it, you finish it." So, gipadala ko ka pastor dito. And I thought that being a pastor is just easy. I tell you, I did not have a training to become a pastor. In fact, I am even afraid to preach. Because when you preach the word of God, you know, you are being hit by the word of God. And my life is not as good as you think. Because all of us are sinners. And I'm just merely a sinner saved by grace. So I said, "Pastor, are you sure?" But I cannot say no to my pastor, and I believe that each and every one of us, we should respect our pastor. Respect your pastor. So, I became a pastor. So, you know, being a doctor and a pastor is not easy also. Because when you do a Bible study, and I was in a poverty-stricken area, these people were thinking that I have money. And most of the times, I thought that they were just merely using me because when they get sick, 1 o'clock early morning, they will call me, "Pastor, please come. I am here at the hospital, especially at Vicente Soto. I am here at the hospital." Why? My wife is actually bleeding. So, nakuhaan di ay. So, when I went there, I have to buy the medicine. I have to make sure that they will be attended to. And you know what? Ang problema, kini nga mga tao, di pagin mo simba permi. Ingon ko nga, "Brad, sa lipay-lipay mo, di mo manawag. Pero kana mag-uol mo, manawag mo." Nga, mag-meeting ang mga pastor kanang because there were about several extension pastors in our church. We will discuss about our experiences as pastors. And they will tell me that, "Oh, I did a Bible study and somebody gave me a love gift." Ako nga, "I did a Bible study and somebody utang." Mga kaigsunan, murag. I came to realize that this is not a good a good work. So I have to make sure that I will endorse the work. So I took an assistant and I wanted to endorse my work as a pastor to that assistant. I was at the age 47. I was doing a big surgery during that time. It was a glossectomy with pectoralis major flap reconstruction. I had a heart attack. I was really a flatliner. And you know what? I had a near-death experience that really changed my life. And When I woke up, I was at the ICU already. Kaigsoonan, I thought that the people that I ministered to were just merely using me as a pastor, because most of the times their needs they asked from me. But during the time that I was at the ICU, for 3 days, they never leave that area. They were there. 70 or 80 of them, according to my son. Pa, the nurses were asking, kinsa may congressman nga ni adiri nga di man manguli ning mga tao? So, they were there. And every time that my wife will go out, they will say, Ma'am, unsa may medisina ni pastor kay kami mo palit? We will be the one that will buy it. I will try to translate it in English because I saw that there are some Americans or Caucasians that are present. They might not understand. So, the thing is, my son also was amazed because, you know, when I became a pastor, they did not want me to become a pastor because their allowance decreased also. Because most of the times, the money that I earned from being a doctor, I put in the ministry. So, when I woke up, my son cried and he said to me, Pa, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I saw that the people that you ministered to loved you. And because God gave you back to us, I promise to God that I will surrender full time in the ministry. And by the grace of God, the church that I started in Talisay, the pastor now is my son. And he has been a pastor for 20 years now in that area. You know, life is temporary. You just don't know that death will just come to you at a moment that you do not know it. Death is just like a thief in the night. It will come to you at a moment that you do not know it. You are appointed once to die. After that, the judgment. It happened to me. And that's the reason why I give my life full time in the ministry. Why did I become a missionary? There was a mission conference that was done in the church. And the speaker was Dr. Jack Baskin, coming from U.S. And there were about 300 pastors that were present. And because Congo, Africa, all the missionaries, especially the American missionaries, went out because of the civil war. Right now, there is again a civil war in Congo. What happened was, Dr. Baskin introduced Congo and said, Congo needs a doctor and a pastor. And among all the pastors that were present, 300 of them, I was the only doctor. Di ba daog-daog? And all of them were looking at me, and you know, I was ashamed because they were looking at me. And one of the people that were present there, one of the pastors, because they know that I am a specialist in otolaryngology, Ernos Antro, they said, it's for you? Because kanang Congo, mura nagkugmo. You know, in English, it's bugart, you know? And it is inside the nose, so imugna. Don't you know that kugmo can be used for diagnosis? Di mo kabalo niya na. Kung tamis ang kugmo, if the bugart is sweet, you have diabetes. If it is salty, you have a kidney disease. If it is bitter, you have a liver disease. But if you taste it, you have a... may sakit ka sa utok. Maunang ayaw mo panguli nga inyong testingan ng inyong kugmo, ha? And you know what? Because they were looking at me, my pride was touched. I said, so I stood up. So when I stood up, mga kaigsunan, my wife also stood with me. I said, Lord, di unta mo tindog ni akong asawa kay lisod ra ba ni kung masuko. And Pastor Jack Baskin went down, they prayed for us, nakaingon gugo nga patay na. Di nagugo ni ka-escape. So I pretended to become a missionary.
And Pastor Jack Baskin promised to give me some amount of money so that we can be able to do a survey trip in Congo. But I refused because I know that Americans have money. So I asked God, Lord, if you really called me to Congo, if I will do a survey trip, the money should not come from the Americans. It should come from the Filipinos. Because I went to the different churches and most of the pastors are very poor. And, you know, I was very confident that they give me God to Congo. We will not be able to go to Congo because nobody in his right mind will give me $5,000 just merely for me and my wife to be able to do a survey trip in Congo. But one day I was in Cagayan de Oro City, somebody texted me. I said, Doctor, are you really going to Congo? I said, yes, if we can have the fair money. That was December. I said, today I will deposit $5,000 into your account. Imbis nga malipay ko, nasuko ko. Ako nga, anong apil-apil man nga, di man ni Pilipino. Pilipino-Chinese, nakalimot ko, ingos ginong, ayaw, apil ang Chinese, kidaghang kwarta ng Chinese. Oy. Kanang mga Chinese, mas daghan nagkwartas ka Amerikano. Ako nga anong na-appeal? Wa mo na ako masultihin ginungayaw, i-appeal ang Chinese. Mga kaigsunan, I believe in the Word of God. The Word of God, according to the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So what happened was, may reklamo ko sa Ginoo, okay? Word of God, good ni. I know I am a child of God. John 1:12, but as many as receive Him, to them give He power to become what? The children of God, even to them that believe on His name. If you are a child of God, the Word of God says, can a father give you a serpent when you are asking for a fish? I said, Lord, you have given me the pamasahe. Ang baon di ay. Oh. So, mangayo yung kagbaon. So, 2 weeks after, we were invited, my wife and I, we were invited by another Chinese group. CCF nga grupo, because I did a surgery to a man. He had breast cancer. I was having training in surgery before I went to ENT. So, in fact, there was somebody, a surgeon said, nga nung mag-opera man ka o kanang breast nga, ENT man ka. Ako nga, ang ENT karon irnos ang tutoy na. So, pwede na. But by the grace of God, naayo man po. So, tumasok ko kayo, naayo man. So, ang naitabo, I give a testimony about it. And one woman went to my wife and asked, what to demo kongo? Pilay pamasahe dito. Ingon akong anak, $5,000. Immediately, she gave $2,500. Gisultihan ko sa akong misis nga, pa, naimihatang natong $2,500. Ako nga, patay na. Nanapoy baon. So, you know, we were able to go to Congo, Africa. And when we went there, pagtanaw na ako nga dilapidated kayong airport, wag yung kumalipay. Nga, maura ba din yung Congo? Hawi. I took the picture and I put my wife there just together with some people, took the picture, and suddenly 8 soldiers gang up at us and they put us to jail. Kay di day pwede magpakuha ng picture dito. You are not allowed because you are considered as a spy. So, misamot ang akong kaguol. And I said, Lord, di nagigong balik dere. So, we were 3 days in the Rest a While Hotel. But I thank the Lord for my wife. Because, you know, my wife said to me, Pa, do you remember Romans 8:28? All things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? Uy, gipangutana pa ko. Do you love God? Ako nga, yes. Kung mauna, if you love God, there must be a purpose. Nga, we are called here, gitagaan tagpamasay, gitagaan tagbaon. Nagi purpose ako. Unsa may gusto nimo? Tanaw na to. So we went out. Pagtanaw na ako sa hospital, ako, di ka ta matitanos dire. Kaya, ang yun, kanang tungod sa war, nadaod yung mga kaos sa hospital. But, and I said, okay. After 2 weeks, we went home. My wife said, unsa may mong plano, pa? Ako nga, oh, maligod ta kung tawag mo Ginoo. Pero wag yun, sako muna ako nang balik. Sa kamatuoran lang. After 6 months, kay, nindot ko nang kinabuhin na ito, diri. Maglingkod-lingkod, gas clinic. Pagsulod pa lang na, na 500. Kanya dito kas Kongo, perting lisura yung kinabuhi. Mga kaigsunan, kining akong asawa, mo siguro yung kitawag ka misyonaryo. Siya kaday permitindog ba? During kanang manawag og misyonaryo, siya may utindog. Giapil-apil lang ko. Ingon siya dahil nga, after 6 months, kaya wamang yun ko, I never did try to go out. Yung siyang, Felicidad! My name is Felicidad. It's a woman's name. Kabalo ba ka nga, namatay na ka ha? Kanya, gihatag na nimo, you have given your life unto the Lord and now you are refusing to go? Remember that when you give a promise to God, God will take it. And I do not want you to die because it's very difficult to find a handsome who is bald. Lisod ba yapod? Mito na lang ko niya kay it comes from a reliable source man. Mga kaigsunan, gingnan ko siya nga, why basulay ha? Because when I go there, I will not be a doctor anymore. I don't have a license there. And you know, you are, at least by the grace of God, we are well up here. Kasi, bahala na. Kung di ta kakaon dito, if we are not able to eat, then we come back. So, by faith, we went there. Mga kaigsunan, and my covenant with God, Lord, if we will not be able to eat, then we go back. And then another covenant that I have with God because we brought some amount of money, I said, Lord, kung mahurot ning tanan, muuli na gud mi. Mga kaigsoonan, mauna nga, if there are people that will visit us, pakanong yun na nako, kaon, kay aron mahurot among pagkaon, kay aron kung mahurot na, uli na mi. Kay, pag uli po nila, magbalik sa balay, magdalag kamuti, nya naapay kamuti, utut-utut, kas kadagan sa kamuti. Nya, another thing is that, katong dalar nga akong gidala, dito na sa Kongo, ang ilang dawaton nga dalar, katong dagkog ulo lang, 2006 up series, ang 2006 down, dili dawaton, bisan 50% discount pa, dili yun. Na bilinan gihapon kog 4,000 US dollars wa gyud mi kauli, and that's the reason why we were able to stay in Congo for 18 years kay di man gyud kakauli kay mamay sa al sa Ginoo. So let me show you a 5-minute video what God has done in Congo.
I am Felicidad Felicilda and my wife is Rodora, and together we are missionaries to the Democratic Republic of Congo for 16 years now. By the grace of God, in a duration of 12 years, we have started and helped 3 churches in Lubumbashi, now pastored by products of our Bible College. Number 1 is Jerusalem Bible Baptist Church, pastored by Fiston Matimbo. Ruasi Baptist Church, pastored by Kasungo Jinlak. And International Baptist Church, pastored by myself. But the interim pastor as of now is Missionary Junior Impiana, because I am doing another ministry in Lusaka, Zambia. Out of these churches, village churches were established. One is in Petrus Village, pastored by Pastor Kapaka. In Kalibuka, under Pastor Mutombo. In Plateau Golf, under Felix Manangwa. And in Kasyamata, under Pastor Kisimba. All graduates of our Bible College. The Bible College that we started in a duration of 10 years produced 58 graduates, and 11 are pastoring their own churches. And also, some of the graduates are teaching in the Bible College. Some of our graduates also are already missionaries and are sent out by Filipino churches approved by Asian Baptist Clearinghouse. Missionary Mukindi Chikala, missionary to Zambia and in Kamirenda. However, he recently succumbed to COVID. Missionary Kasongo Jinlak to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Missionary Junior Impiana, Congo, Africa. Missionary David Meko, Congo, Africa. And missionary Gustav Kajimba, Eastern Congo. It is our vision, since Congo is the second largest country in Africa, that we can send out at least one missionary to each province. We need more local missionaries that can penetrate the different tribes, especially in areas that are hard to reach. Recently, God opened another ministry for us to start to evangelize in Zambia through ENT mobile unit, going from village to village, preaching the gospel and heal the sick by doing free clip and clip palate surgery. Through this operation, we are able to make a difference in the lives of others. And by the grace of God, out of this ministry, another church was established, the Baptist Bible Church of Foxdale. Pastored by myself and my partner, Missionary Ricky Quaterno. Please continue to pray for us. And as we constantly travel to the different areas, we constantly go back to Congo to visit the churches and to encourage the Bible College. Pray that more countries will open to the gospel. Pray for our help and provision. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done.
Thank you. I was tasked actually to explain to you about mission. But before I will do that, let us open our Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Let us all stand up to give reverence to the Word of God. The Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the outermost part of the world." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege of preaching your word. I pray, Lord, that your name will be glorified today. Allow that the word will go into the heart of each and everyone that are present here. Lord, you were the one who said, "All power is given unto you in heaven and earth." I pray, Lord, that we can be able to discern that particular power so that we may be able to know what really would you like us to do as far as our lives is concerned. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Please sit down. You know, you are not here as an accident. John 15:16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And He did not only choose us, He ordained us and ordained you. For what purpose? To bear much fruit, and your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, that I shall do. That's the reason why in the book of Acts, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you." The moment you receive Jesus Christ as Lord Savior of your life, you become a child of God. Acts chapter 1 verse 12, it says, "But as many as receive Him, to them give He power to become what? The children of God, even to them that believe on His name." And when you are a child of God, Jesus Himself said, "As the Father has sent me, so sent I you." And He said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, 18 to 20, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all nations,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am always with you till the end of the world. I do not have a training as a missionary. I never had trained to become a pastor. I just merely surrendered my life to serve the Lord. But by the grace of God, this is one thing that I can brag about. God never leave me nor forsake me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us are witnesses. And I believe that to become a witness is a big job. And I can never do it on my own. By myself, I cannot be able to do it. And by yourselves, you cannot be able to do it. To be able to do it, mga kaigsunan, you can just merely be able to do it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya kung wala si Jesucristo sa atong mga kasing-kasing mga kaigsunan, di na ito mahimuni. When I look at the Bible, I believe that when I give up my life to Jesus Christ, I have always to be with Him. Kaya kung wala si Jesucristo sa akong kasing-kasing mga kaigsunan, di yun ko katoo nga makahimo ko sa mga bulakaton dito sa Congo, Africa. Because Congo is a very difficult place. They are speaking in French, and je ne parle pas le français. I don't speak French. I only learned later. And you know, being old, it's very quite difficult to learn another language. But, you know, when I read the Bible, open with me to the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Then I came to realize, mga kaigsunan, that it is not just merely a process of having education in theology. It is not just like that. It is being with Jesus Christ. You can study in theology, you can study probably your Bible, but if you really do not have Jesus Christ in your heart, you will never be able to do it. Peter and John were uneducated, but people followed them because they had the image of God. Why they have the image of God? Because they had been with Jesus Christ. And each and every one of us here who claim that we are Christians, we should be having the image of God. Because we are open Bibles. People are looking at us. We can never do the Great Commission if you have no Jesus Christ in your heart. Because when we are with God, others will recognize our authority. And we can do the ministry of the Lord as He directed us. That's the reason why Jesus said, "But ye shall receive power." And you cannot have that power if you do not have the Holy Ghost in you. And He said, "And you can be my witnesses both." When you say both, that means to see at the same time in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. It is good that we are plenty here in the church. Remember that this building is not the church. The people that receive Jesus Christ is the church. And if we are united, mga kaigsunan, that means to say we can be able to do a lot of things, great things, for the ministry of God. And that is to glorify God by proclaiming Jesus Christ. Because, mga kaigsunan, we need to proclaim salvation. Because the gospel is the only way that each and every one of us will be saved. So, today, daghang ng mga signs of times. The prophecies are being fulfilled, and if you are being paying attention what is happening around the world, you will know that it is pointing to that great event, and that is the coming back of Jesus Christ. And because of this, I believe, na concerned po mo, the one who was praying this morning said, "Lord, please look at what is happening to the Philippines. There are a lot of corruption going. We are concerned about these things, but we should be able to be concerned that the only solution to the problem of corruption is Jesus Christ. Mga kaigsunan, we ought to make a decision right here and right now to be strong in our faith for the glory of God. And the decision that you have to make this morning requires you to live for the Lord. Because if we will not live for the Lord, mga kaigsunan, people will not be able to believe us. We can come to the church, but when we go out, and if we are still doing the things that we are doing, and people will be looking at us, is that a Christian? Then they will have a question mark. We are open Bibles. And as we are Christian, we are just like an advertisement for Jesus Christ. If you are able to look at the billboards outside, for example, Pepsi, the choice of the new generation, you are able to see that, oh, choice of the new generation. It's not true. Because I like Coca-Cola. But you are able to see that. And if you say that, I am a Christian, and then when you go out, they are not able to see Christianity in you, they will also have some doubt. Then I came to realize, my friends, that we as Christians, we must be like billboards. I am not really interested about billboards, but I am interested about the paradigm and the similarity about a billboard and a Christian, and I will discuss that thing this morning so that we may be able to discuss about mission. Number one, a billboard is an ashamed. Di mauwaw ang billboard. Uy. Wapa kung makakitag billboard nga murag magtago-tago. It is there. It stands there unabased, unashamed, bold-faced. For example, as I have said, Pepsi, the choice of the new generation. It proclaims, like Nike, just do it. Adidas, anything is possible. I was wearing an Adidas and I tried to jump going there. It was not possible because I'm already old. Mga kaigsunan, but they are claiming that. And they are not ashamed of what they proclaim. And I believe that as a Christian, we must be like billboard. We should not be also be ashamed of what we proclaim. Because billboard are unashamed. So Christian, we must also be unashamed. We must be able to live it unashamed. We must be able to speak it unashamed. We must be able to show it unashamed. And we must be able to talk it unashamed. But mga kaigsunan, there are a lot of opportunities that we can be able to proclaim the gospel. That's the reason why you have a mission month. September is a mission month. It is an opportunity to proclaim the gospel. But instead of faith, we allow fear in our hearts. And we just leave it. I believe that there are a lot of Christians here. I believe that there are a lot of people who declare that they have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior of their lives. But I tell you, daghang mga tao, a lot of people are doing wrong things, bad things, but they are not ashamed of what they are doing. They don't hide. And it is sad. One time, I had been invited in one of the churches in Davao. It was a Holy Week. And there were few people inside the church, but there were a lot of people outside. They were having procession. Ingunang pare, hala, kamo nga mga lalaki, diri mo Papa Jesus, diri. Kaya na may procession. Mga babae, diri Mama Mary. Yan naman po yung lain niya. Kami padre, come follow me. mga kaigsunan, usahay, di taka, kahuna-huna ba nga, we have been saved, and we are able to know the gospel. And if you open with me to Romans chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But are we ashamed of the gospel? Are we able to tell other people about the gospel? If you are a student, have you ever told your classmate that you are a Christian, and have you ever invited them to come to this church? Have you ever told them the saving grace of Jesus Christ? If you are working in the office, have you set as an example to the others that they should not be able to do corruption? Mga kaigsoonan, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Mga kaigsoonan, many times we are ashamed of the gospel. In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, I will tell you, it is sure that if you are a Christian, you will suffer sometimes. Because people will hate you. Let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. I remember the time when we had some sufferings in Congo, Africa. You know, because I never wanted to buy things in our house. And another thing is that when we went there, ang akong support was just merely 18,000 pesos. Because I did not go around and tell others about our boarding to be in Congo, Africa. Ang ako lang gitindugan nga, if God calls you, He will also equip you. So, we don't even have salaset in our house. But we have a Bible school. And that is our kitchen. This is our sala. And our Bible student, in going to the kitchen, they will just merely go like this. But they were observing me. One of the Bible student, Joel Luboli, was observing me. I don't go like that. I always go like this. Like that. And Joel asked me, Pa, I noted that when you go to the kitchen, you will do like this. Why, Pa? I said, because I don't want to disturb the sala set. Where is the sala set, Pa? I can see it by faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Mga kaigsunan, sometimes we just merely talk about faith and we do not believe it. But 2 weeks after, a woman visited us. Her name is Judith Alim, an Eritrean woman whom we won to the Lord. And Judith, I was not able to see her for two months because she was transferred to Kalimi. But now they will be transferring again to Uganda. She was working in the United Nations. And she was the one responsible for letting people ride the airplane. And I registered myself and my wife as humanitarian workers. So, siya ang maghatag na mo og passage. Makasakay helicopter, makasakay ka sa United Nations plane going into the different areas in Congo. But I won her to the Lord and she came to the house and said, Pastor, you are my spiritual father and we will be transferred to Uganda. Please pray for us. She was with another woman. And they knelt down, I prayed for them. When she stood up, she looked at the area, Pastor, you don't have any appliances here. I said, yes, because we cannot afford it as of now. He said, Pastor, you know, in United Nations, we are given already those things. When I came here, they gave me already and I was able to bring everything, to buy everything. And when I go to Uganda, they will give me another. So I will bring all my appliances here in your house. Mga kaigsunan, complete appliances. In just merely one day. Kisa may naghatag niya na? Ginoo. Because God prepared it already. Faith is the substance of things of for. And that's the reason why it actually make it possible nga ang imong pagtuo sa Ginoo mudako. Because I did not have any money to buy that one. And especially that I wanted to go home. Unya, sa second year na mo, mga kaigsunan, my wife also got sick in Congo. She almost died. In fact, during that time, because of this, bisan unsa pa'y sakit na muabot sa among kinabuhi, I will always go back. You know why? Because God proved that He is in control. I look at my wife. My wife is Morena. And then every time nga musakit ang yang tiyan, mukalit lang siya kaputi. Makaingon ko nga Ginoo, ihatag na lang ang taon niyang sakit na ako. Wala gyud ko moingon. Kay kung ihatag di ay. Di igyud ko kantos. I will never be able to. You know, women has more pain threshold than men. You can take more pain than us. And that's the reason why I actually refrain from saying, Lord, please give the sickness of my wife to me because I will not be able to bear it. I will tell you, if the males will be the one that will be pregnant, White House kalibutan. Okay, sa sakit pa lang, di na naman, pero ang mga babae, kapila na kung nagpaanak, ha? Juan, ikaw, salbahe ka. Di na yung gumusap. Pero pagkasunod tuig, nanapod. Nga naman, because they can be able to take the pain. So, when I look at my wife after 3 days, nagilo naman, nakabalo na ko nga akin ni cholecystitis ni. Nga nung nag-cholecystitis, siguro na ani kanang gallbladder stone, nag-infection ni. I went to the Seventh-day Adventist Hospital. No ultrasonologist, ako pa'y nag-ultrasound. Walay surgeon, mga kaigsunan. Then, this is an emergency thing. I have to plan for surgery. And you know what? For a long time, I have never done cholecystectomy anymore. Wala yung kumag-opera. Karoon na mag-opera ka, gamay na lang kayo o kanang incision. Pero ang akong incision, gikan diri, hangto diri. Kaya nga naman, di man ko kabalo. Pero, oh. I have to see the liver. At the back of the liver is the gallbladder. Nabasaan naman na ako sa libro. Kaya dugay-dugay naman ako mag-surgery. O, hinoon ang Ernest Antrot, ENT, apil man po Ernest Antian. Mga kaigsunan, I was able to remove the gallbladder, but at the same time that I was incising the flesh of my wife, tulo man po akong luha. So, can you imagine when you wanted to cry out and the tears will be falling into the wound? Ma-impicted na, uy! Maunang dali-dali yung kong surgery, naging na ako itong kungulin ako nga assistant nga, you close it. Kaya wanag yung kapugong, hilag yung good. Dagan ko nga to sluyo sa operating room, hilag yung ka ng tinood yun nga hilag. Hagulhul yung kong Ginoo. Mitago ko kay nga no, listening, upaw mo hilag ko. Laksot kayo. Pagbalik na ako mga kaigsunan, miingon na itong anesthesiologist, sir, the blood pressure of your wife is zero. Gikuyawan ko. Niya, ang heart rate, 126. Ako nga, patay. tawag ko sa akong mga kahigalaan nga mga surgeon, bro, doon sa may akong bato nini. At tagay nagdopamin, pangitag dopamin. Hita ko sa hulo Bumbasi, wagyo'y dopamin. Tawag ko sa University of Lubumbashi, gipadadaan ko og cardiologist. Niya, gitanaw niya ang akong asawa, kuan ang central venous pressure, etc. like that. And after that, he said to me, "Sir, your wife is in a grievous condition. If I will give this drug, the heart rate will increase. There will be no circulation to the heart. Your wife will die. If I will not give, the blood pressure is already zero. Your wife will die. And I can understand your situation because my wife also died." Very encouraging. Bantugay na matay ang asawa. Mamatay po na akong asawa. But the thing is, he said to me, "But you are a man of God. You can pray." Murag yaga-yaga ba? Nga, because you are a missionary, you can be able to tell God nga, ayuha akong asawa. Mga kaigsunan, right there and there, I knelt down. And I said, "Lord, my wife and I are just merely sinners saved by grace. We came here just merely to obey you. But this man is saying that I am a man of God. He is not looking at me because I am nobody. He is looking at you. Don't do anything for my wife because of us. We are nothing. But please, by your mercy and grace, do something so that this man will believe in you. Because this man will never believe if nothing will happen into my wife." Nauwaw siguro, minsan nga, "Sir, I will come back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Mga kaigsunan, I was looking at my wife. My wife was cold and clammy, and I embraced her. I love my wife so much. And I recited Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me unto the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I shall fear no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And you know what? Gikapoy ko recite Psalms 23, and then I sang Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, and the peace that passeth all understanding, allow me to sleep. But 6 o'clock early morning, somebody was tapping me on my shoulder, "Pa, pagigutom ko pa? Kung naigigutom, di ko napatay." And you know, I was lying, and when I look up, mga kaigsunan, my wife was sitting. And you know what? Name mo kong Pentecostal. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! I took the blood pressure. 120 over 80. Heart rate 76. But the best part is that 9 o'clock, miabot ang cardiologist. Di pansay mong sulod sa mong kwarto kay nahibulong siya, tanaw siya. Miracle. Took the blood pressure of my wife, normal. Heart rate normal. And I presented to him the gospel. He received Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior of his life. And until now, he is a member of our church. Great problem, great miracles. And because of that thing, daghan kog na ministeryuhan ng mga doctors. And in fact, the International Bible Baptist Church that was pastored by myself, ang pastor karon is a doctor who is also a medical director of one of the hospital. Mga kaigsunan, a billboard is an ashamed. It seek to give attention to its product. And who is our product? Our product is the gospel. It testifies, it advertises, it endorses, it makes the product known. And this church should make the product known. Because it's not just merely how big the church is, but how we are able to advertise. Number two, and I will not make this long because it's already time, a billboard speaks for its owner. Mitsubishi versus Toyota. If you are actually connected with Mitsubishi, do not be driving a Toyota. Hindi na pwede. Kaya kung nagtrabaho ka sa Jollibee, ayos ikaw McDonald's. Ha? Kung naa ka nagtrabaho sa Nike, ang imong sapatos ayaw Adidas. Because when you see a billboard, there is no guessing who bought it and whom it represents. Christian, speak for your owner. We should be speaking for our owner, di ba? Kay nagatanaw gud ang mga tao nato, people are looking at us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20, for we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Mingunta, libre ang kaluwasan, libre lagi kay gibayaran man ni Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for it. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 to 19, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus. Mga kaigsunan, we were bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Number three, a billboard is faithful to its purpose. And this is the thing that I would like to remind you. Gipalit naman ta sa Ginoo, yung mga billboard man kahata, as Christians, we should be committed and be faithful to the Great Commission. When Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so sent I you, it is your duty, it is your privilege to tell others about Jesus Christ. Both at the same time, in Jerusalem, this is your Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the outermost part of the world. If there is somebody here who would like to become missionary into the foreign fields, do not doubt it, because when God will call you, God will equip you. So you can Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 to 22, with that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Kamu, ako, kitang tanan, ambassador ta. And that is a great privilege to become an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Pero kung ambassador ka nga, sige kang tago-tago, unya di ka mutabang sa Great Commission, murag, masuko man sigurong Ginoo na to. Yan na, mga kaigsunan. And number four, and last, a billboard stands in all sorts of weather. Wa pa ko kakitag billboard nga, gitagag umbrella. Mao na nga, bisan mag-ulan, anhi mo simbahan? Rain or shine, it will not look for a shelter. The billboard will stand there and only in the most severe winds can blow it. But the Christian ought to stand for Jesus, rain or shine, in good or bad weather. You know, Satan may try to defeat us, may put shame on us, may put doubt, fear, and even discourage us from the purpose that God is putting into our heart. But in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, greater is he that is in you than that is in the world. I will close with a story. Because, you know, sometimes, kita nga mga Kristohano, we Christians, sometimes we spit on the face of Jesus Christ. This is a story during the Boxers' Rebellion in China. China was actually invaded by a lot of foreigners, and some of those Christians were there telling them about Jesus Christ. And some Chinese people believed during that time, but the rebels did not want, they didn't like it. And they wanted the foreigners to get out. And in one of the meeting like this, in a school, misulod ang mga rebuilding mga kaigsoonan, nagdala og dako nga cross, og nagdala og mga hinagiban. And then they told the people, today, you will die. Unless you will renounce your faith of whatever your faith that you are being told. This is the cross. And if you will spit on the cross, I will let you go out. And imagine if this is what, that these things will happen here. I will be bringing the cross. And you know, three men came forward and spit on the cross. They were allowed to go out. Who else? Two women came forward, spit on the cross, go out. And suddenly, a 12-year-old girl stood. May hinay-hinay nga to sa cross. And the leader of the rebels was smiling. Oh, you see, even the children, they will come and spit on the cross. But when the girl came to the cross, instead of spitting on the cross, hug the cross. I said, I can never be able to spit on Jesus Christ. He loves me. He died for me. I can never do that. And he cried. She cried. She cried. The rebel leader got angry and hacked the head of the girl. Putol. But because of that, all the other people that were present there came forward and kneeled down because of the testimony of that little girl. And you know what? The rebel leader said, what in the world? Who is this Jesus that you believe? Why is it that you are not afraid to die? Tell me, who is he? And they told him, and he received Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior of his life. Just merely because of that billboard Christian, that little girl, that totally stood of his faith, of her faith. How about us? Mutindog ba yun ta? Will we really proclaim and glorify God through our actions? Or maglingkod lang ta dire? I don't know because I cannot see your heart. It is between you and God. But today, I will ask you, are you prepared to become a billboard Christian? To be able to proclaim the glory of God? Can you be able to raise your hand and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.